Low motility. That was the diagnosis. My sperm sucked. Now, the news was disheartening, for sure. Felicia and I have been trying to conceive for over a year. When we didn't have any success, we both got checked out. She was fine, I wasn't. It's typical me. I followed the urologist's instructions. Boxers instead of briefs. Avoided temperature extremes, and even changed my diet to a more Mediterranean one. Every follow-up visit brought the same result. Low motility. My name's Larry Mangold, okay? We even have the same initials. As always, Felicia was supportive. She insisted that we should keep trying, and we did. Okay, but it's hard for me to enjoy sex when I know I'm dumping a load of disappointment into my hopeful wife. I started associating our lovemaking with failure. The stress was too much. My anxiety brought on erectile dysfunction. My dick was officially worthless. Our discussions shifted to topics like adoption and IVF. Neither of us were enthusiastic about either option. IVF was expensive, and our insurance wouldn't cover it. On paper, adoption seemed like the perfect solution. We knew that we'd be able to give an adopted child a great life, but something about it just didn't feel right. Felt like we were giving up. Well, like you might have gathered, I'm not shy when it comes to discussing my problems. Ever since the issue started, I'd been telling the guys at work what was going on. Like most guys at job sites, they met all the news with moderate support and a lot of jokes. They referred to my wife as Baron von Uterus when we thought the issues might be with her, and then when we learned it was I who was the problem, I became Flacido Domingo. Lovely, I know. I was offered a variety of advice and opinions. It wasn't exactly scientific.
Well, your dick would probably work if Felicia was a dude. You gotta hold your balls vertically when you're fucking, like one on top of the other.
You know, maybe I can come over and I can help you find Felicia out. You guys don't have to tell people I'm the dad.
I'm telling you, all you gotta do is eat more ass. Now don't ask me how it works, just does. I think it has something to do with hormones.
Well, I don't want Felicia to be a dude, okay? And my balls are fine where they are, and Felicia thinks Andy looks like the personification of dog vomit, and I've been eating ass since high school. Even the bad advice sucked. Months went by, and the subject faded. Felicia and I decided to revisit the whole thing in another year to get the ball rolling on the adoption process. We wanted to take a break from the stress it was causing us. Still, it weighed heavily on my mind. A couple weeks before last Thanksgiving, another one of my colleagues, Eddie Laurent, took me aside during lunch. Now, Eddie's from Montreal and had a thick accent. Couldn't understand a word that came out of his mouth when he started working with us. Gotten better, but still a challenge. Anyway, he had something for me. A yellow powder in a plastic bag. What is it?
It'll help you,
he replied. Help me with what?
Your penis.
I don't want to take drugs, man. I just... Look, I'm already on enough stuff for my cholesterol and my blood pressure.
All natural,
my coworker insisted.
Totally safe. Makes it hard. Makes it good. Old family secret.
I studied Eddie's face. I could tell he was serious. Of all the guys I worked with, Eddie's one of the worst at making shit up. I sighed. Side effects? Eddie grinned.
You might feel a little overstimulated and expect a lot of good sperm. A lot.
I looked at him, briefly confused. And I got it. I thought of Felicia and how happy she would be if this worked. I nodded. Eddie handed me the bag, and he told me how much I should take. When I got home, I knew I had an hour before Felicia would arrive. I took a pinch of the powder with a glass of water, like Eddie had instructed, and I waited the 20 minutes he told me that it would take to start working. 20 minutes. 25. 30. Nothing. I looked at the clock. Another half hour before Alicia was home, I was about to take another dose when I felt a stirring in my jeans. Holy shit, it was working. I sprinted to the bathroom, I took off my pants, and talk about a rager. I won't bore you with the details of color and vascularity, but needless to say, it was quite a specimen. I gave it a test rub, and boom, my knees buckled, I fell on my back as the most powerful orgasm of my life tore through me. And once the world had come into focus again, I groped for a towel to clean up, but there was nothing. Nothing at all. It was an utterly dry firing. That's not going to help get my wife pregnant, I thought, mildly dismayed. I called Eddie and I explained the problem.
That's not how it's supposed to be,
he told me.
Just keep taking it over the next few days. It'll work, trust me.
I didn't trust him. But I knew I'd keep taking it. Here was my ritual for the next 2 weeks. I'd get home from work before Felicia, take the powder, and experience the exact same thing as the first time. Aside from the lack of ejaculation, I was concerned about how easily I'd orgasm. I'd never been a two-pump chump, and as the guys at work would call it. And I knew that once I tried to have sex with my wife while under the influence of the powder, it'd be over way too quickly for her to enjoy it. But one afternoon, I had the idea that if I took a second dose immediately following my orgasm, I might be able to be ready for another round. I didn't have much hope for that. Usually I have the refractory period of a climate cycle. Lo and behold, however, it worked. And the second time, I lasted much, much longer. Now, all I needed to do was actually, ejaculate. Apparently, that's kind of important when trying to conceive. Well, later on, I asked Felicia if she was interested in a date night on Friday. She seemed surprised, but delighted. She made a dinner reservation and checked out movie times. In my head, I was planning my doses. If I superstitiously took some powder right after we left Infinity War, I could get home and into the bathroom for the first round before any intimacy between us could start. With a plan in place, we went to our date with confidence and pride. We had a lovely dinner, and she liked the movie a lot. I thought it was just okay. Well, I was too busy thinking about the events later on. Right before the lights came on in the theater, I took a pinch of the powder and I swallowed it with a swig from my water bottle. Felicia didn't notice a thing. We drove home with her hand on my thigh. Once we got home, my plans hit a snag. Felicia was all over me. It had been a long time since we'd been physical, and she was ready to break that streak. Well, as she kissed and groped me, I felt the familiar swelling below my waist. The powder was taking effect. I needed to get to the bathroom before my hypersensitivity would bring a quick end to the moment. It was no use, though. Felicia had my pants down and was lowering her face into my lap. Wait, fell, wait on, just hold on a sec. It was far too late. The moment I felt her lips, my fate was already written. There was the familiar intense rush, but at the same time, there was something else. Something new. As I gripped my wife's shoulder, I felt something much deeper and lower pulsing through me. Oh God, I thought. I've been dry firing for the last month, and it's about to change. Felicia's gonna fucking drown. I tried to move her head, but she waved me away, and the room started to spin, and my abdomen muscles contracted, and a wave of pleasure coursed through me, and I leaned my head back, squeezing my eyes shut, and something moved inside my scrotum. My eyelids sprang open just as a searing wave of pain erupted through my testicles, and I screamed in agony and surprise. Felicia pulled her head back and made a desperate, rasping, choking sound. I looked up at her through the tears in my eyes, and something was sticking out of her mouth. Something writhing. I leapt forward, and I grasped the thing in my fist, and I pulled, and once, twice, and on the third time, it exited her throat and fell onto the floor. Felicia, no longer choking, was screaming at the top of her lungs. I felt dizzy. My sight was blurring with a combination of vertigo and tears, and I looked down, trying to identify the pain that was radiating from my crotch, and the tip of my dick was gaping and bloody as if something had dropped a tiny firecracker inside of it. What the fuck is that? Felicia yelled, pointing at what wriggled and slapped at the hardwood floor like a panicked eel. I looked at the thing, at its shape, and I knew. I knew! It was a single, colossal sperm cell, 2 feet long with a head the size of a ping pong ball. The pain in my dick was unbearable. I need to go to the hospital, I told Felicia. Now! Felicia took her eyes from the creature on the floor and looked at my crotch for a moment. Her knees weakened, and catching her balance, she ran to the kitchen to get her car keys. At the hospital, we didn't tell them what happened. All we said was a sex act gone wrong. I underwent some surgery, and sometime late the next day, we went home. As we drove, I confessed everything to Felicia. I told her about Eddie, and the powder, and how badly I wanted to make her happy, and she was frustrated that I hadn't told her what I was doing. Not only because she wished that she could have talked me out of it, but because I felt like I had to hide it from her. I nursed my surgically repaired dick and grimaced as we went over every bump in the road. What are we gonna do about, you know, it? Felicia asked. I don't know, I replied. You could flush it down the toilet, I guess. Yeah, that'd probably work. We walked into the house and found the sperm where we left it. Its movements weren't as frantic as it had been, just flopped wetly back and forth. We watched it for a moment. Alicia was the first to speak. I can't believe you went through all that just for me. I sighed. I love you, Fel. I wanted to start a family with you. I always have. Alicia grasped my hand. The sperm slithered and thumped across the hardwood floor. She turned to face me. I want to start a family with you too, Larry. So badly. She turned back towards the sperm, eyeing it contemplatively. As we followed its movements, I realized we were thinking the same thing. Again, Felicia was the first to get her words out.
This might sound crazy, but, well, do you think it would fit?
Hey there, everyone who's listening on YouTube, or those of you who are listening on the podcast. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And before you head out for the night, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Without you, the show doesn't take place. So, if you guys would like to support the show, or if you guys would like to get your hands on a couple of cool little things whenever new things come out, check out patreon.com/MrCreepypasta, and any support that you guys show, I really appreciate. For everyone who's already donated to the Patreon, I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. I thank you so much for that. If you guys are looking for more Creepypasta Storytime, there's a new video that's uploaded to this channel or uploaded to the podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday now. You can be able to get more from me at facebook.com/MrCreepypasta or on Twitter at MrCreepypasta and then the number 0. Thanks so much for listening, kids, and for your support.
And sweet dreams.